Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get on the bus, it takes me to you.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. You know, folks, a lot of people, we got Labor Day coming up. By the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? Did I tell you my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com? I always say, I get so excited about talking to you. I get so wound up about what we got going on. I just lose sight of where we are and what I'm doing. I've been doing this a long time, but I don't know. I hope you can tell. I hope you can tell how much I love being able to spend some time with you, how proud I am of you, and how every day when I get up to go to work, I can't wait to go to work because I work for the most important people on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, and that's small business owners. That's you, and the things that you do, and I'm like a kid at Christmas time, you know. I mean, imagine that 12 and almost 13 years we've been doing this, and I still can't wait to do this, and boy, that's what a blessing that is for me. I hope if you don't have that in your life, I hope you find that. Now, I didn't always have that. That wasn't like my world wasn't always like that. I've had jobs that I loved. I've done things that I didn't love so much. I've done things that I loved for a while, and then didn't love them after that. And we've all been through that. But I just can't get enough of this. And this is a record for me. 12 years without ever wanting to stop, without ever saying, why am I doing this? I wish I were doing something else. That's a record for me. And I bet if you've been in your small business for any length of time, I bet you feel the same way. Well, that's one of the things I want to talk about in this segment. We got Labor Day coming up this Monday, and a lot of people and I talk about this quite a bit during this time of year. I write about it. It's something I publish in my column, and I like talking about the origins of Labor Day. Matthew McGuire is said to be the father of Labor Day, and some people say it was Peter McGuire. They spell their name differently, just a coincidence there. They're not related. But Matthew and Peter both cared a lot for another important segment of the marketplace, the workers. This is back in the 19th century, by the way, 1800s. But regardless of who you think founded Labor Day, it was first celebrated on, we know this date, on Tuesday, September the 5th, 1882 in New York City. The members of the CLU took an unpaid day off, to demonstrate their solidarity. And, of course, what do you do on Labor Day? You have a picnic, right? Of course, they did that. So 2 years later, President Cleveland designated the first Monday in September as Labor Day and an official federal holiday. There are a lot of things happened in the meantime to create that situation that I won't go into right now, but it became a federal holiday, the first Monday in September as an official federal holiday all the way back in 1884. So all these years now, way over 100 years, we've had a federal holiday that recognized workers. Now, in 1898, here's what one of the leaders of the labor union movement said about Labor Day. He said it was the day when toilers' rights and wrongs would be discussed, and the workers of our day may not only lay down their tools of labor for a holiday, but upon which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. Doesn't that make you feel good to know that there was that kind of a sentiment about the workers? Well, guess what, folks? I think you know how I feel about you, small business owners. You know how important I think you are. Because remember this, all those workers that are celebrating Labor Day, God bless them, every one. Some of them work for me. Every one of those draw a paycheck because somebody like you and I put a business together and took a risk and created something that customers would want and paid for so that you and I could have the money to pay those salaries of those people. And now, today, give them a paid day off, not an unpaid day off. So think about this. What's wrong with this picture, my friends? The workers, God bless them every one, have a national holiday and have for something like 125 years. But the people who make the payroll for those people don't have a national holiday. Now, that's my question. What's wrong with that picture? I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying that I think that this is a wrong that needs to be righted. Mr. Gomper said something about when their rights and wrongs would be discussed. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm discussing a right and a wrong here. It's right that labor has a day, but it's wrong that small business owners, that entrepreneurs don't have a day. So that's been my question to the government for almost 12 years now. I've been saying, let's celebrate. Let's have a small business day. Let's have a national small business day. And to paraphrase Samuel Gompers, a national day when small business owners have a day for which the signers of the front of paychecks have their rights and wrongs discussed. That the small employer of our day may not only lay down their challenges for a holiday, but may also touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. My friends, it's time that America had a national small business owners day. Let's make that happen. What do you think? 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.